This year, 54-year-old Frank Marshall did something he'd never done before. He went to a dentist.
Well, I heard about it through the shelter. And up here, they pulled a tooth a few weeks ago, and now they're here to do clean-up work on other cavities.
Marshall stays at a local homeless shelter. He said he was in pain for about a month, but he never went to the ER. That's because he got care at the Madison Dental Initiative, where Dr. Benjamin Farrow is finishing up another patient and putting away dental tools.
He came, the tooth is out. The nerve in the tooth has been cleaned out.
Madison Dental Initiative is located inside the Salvation Army, which donated space so doctors could offer free care to those who can't afford it. MDI Executive Director Aaron Warren says about 1,000 kids and adults were seen last year by 40 area dentists.
We volunteer anywhere between 4 hours on the low end per month, all the way up to 20 hours. Then we have the remaining balance, 11 or so dentists that see patients at their own offices.
The clinic now has 3 dental chairs. It started 5 years ago with just one. And back then, the clinic was just for emergencies, open only on Thursdays.
Yeah, we have our normal business hours, but Thursdays are our extreme dental day, I like to call it, because we start seeing patients in the evening starting around 6 o'clock, and we don't leave until the last patient's done.
Every dental patient seen at MDI is one fewer potential patient in the local ER. Deborah DeNeuer is dental health coordinator with Public Health Madison in Dane County. She and others have been working to divert patients with dental pain who come to the ER.
It's a big cost, and it's a poor use of the resources there, that unless someone is to the point of being really emergent, in which case that's exactly where they should be.
Problem is, ER docs aren't dentists, and DeNeuer says it wasn't only the patients who were in distress when someone came in with tooth problems.
When someone comes to you for help and you cannot provide treatment that is going to take care of the real problem that someone has come to you for, it's a horrible feeling.
DeNeuer and others set out to standardize how dental patients are treated in the ER. For instance, what antibiotics are best for infected teeth and what pain medication should be used. The community is trying to reduce the use of opiates, and DeNeuer says research shows that opiates are not the best medication for tooth pain.
There are other things that work better, ibuprofen and Tylenol.
The ongoing effort to standardize tooth care in the ER and divert those patients to more appropriate, less expensive care appears to be working. In 2010, dental patients at Madison's 4 area emergency rooms peaked at more than 2,500. But last year, the numbers dropped to 1,900.
You can't say that it's one thing. There's all kinds of variables. But the fact that MDI was growing.
DeNeuer also credits federally funded clinics in the area in helping divert dental patients from emergency rooms. But often there's more demand than supply, and DeNeuer says people in need don't know which doors to knock on to find one that will open up. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.